And we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, Jimmy, for not one but two special guests.
Well, we do. We are joined by the attorney, John Chavis, and the coach, John Chavis. Men, welcome to the show. How you guys doing?
Doing great,
doing
Jimmy.
Good.
I'm going to go with the younger John here, and that is you've got a special event coming up. It is the Pathways 5K Run Walk, and it's going to benefit the Tennessee Children's Home. It comes up Saturday, August the 27th. John, if you would tell us more about that.
Yeah, I think you've had Dad on the show before about with the same charity with his golf tournament. It's the same charity benefit bidding that for this 5K run. It starts at the West End Church of Christ in West Knoxville. It's a 5K run, 3.1 miles. Saturday morning, 8 a.m. will be the start time. If you'll come out, it's for all levels of runners, serious runners to non-serious runners. So you can walk if you want to. You can walk, run if you need to. Or if you want to try to come out and run it in 13 minutes, if you're really fast, you can come out and join us at that pace too. Just come out and sign up. You can sign up online. If you wanted to follow us on Facebook or Instagram, there's social media there, or Twitter. You can sign up there, and there'll be codes there to follow the race and sign up early if you needed to do that.
So your dad's going to run in 13 minutes, isn't he?
Yeah, maybe the inverse of that, 31 minutes, if you could do that.
Whoa, what? Man.
Oh. 31 minutes is not bad for a 5K. That's not bad.
Coach Chavis, I know that you've been involved with the Tennessee Children's Home. Your golf tournament has benefited from it for many years. Just tell us why that charity is so dear to you.
Well, it's what they do for kids that, Jimmy, to be quite honest with you, they're kids that are hard to place. And they give them an opportunity and to come there, and it's a children's home, but it's a school. You know, they educate them, and Jimmy, there's been several kids that have left there and gone on to college, and it gives them an opportunity to have a different start in life than they would have if it wasn't for what the Tennessee Children's Home is providing for.
And back to the attorney, John Chavis, it's got to be a great feeling to know that you're part of a partnership with such an outstanding organization, and an event like that's coming up this weekend wouldn't be possible without a number of great volunteers. If you would just shine the spotlight on who all is making this happen.
Yeah, I like to think my role of it is the brainchild. I just thought the event up, and I kind of handed it over to the people that work with the Children's Home. Martin Smith is their development guy, and he kind of runs the show with it there. The people at PBR, which is Personal Best Racing, really help us by timing the event and putting the event on. So they do all the work. They get all the people out there. They make sure everything goes off without a hitch, and they get all the volunteers. That we've got tons of people that put in their time and effort and volunteer and come out there with not much benefit to them other than the good feeling that they get for helping people. And they come out and make sure everything goes off smoothly and that everybody has a good time and has a good event.
And you mentioned where it will be, what time it gets going. What's the best way for people to take part?
You can, if you wanted to just show up a little bit, like an hour before at 7 a.m. on the 27th, you could sign up on the day of the event. If you don't like standing in line, if you're like me, you can reach out on social media. It's the Pathways 5K for Tennessee Children's Home. There's social media on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and there's the QR codes there. That'll take you to the website where you can pre-sign up. Once you get signed up, it'll give you the information about where the race is. It starts at West End Church of Christ, and the Mortgage Investors Group, which is one of the sponsors, they have their parking lots there. That's where you would park, and then the start-finish line is at the church there. The 10 Mile Creek Greenway, one of Knox County's and the city of Knoxville's greenways, is where the events actually run. And we'll go a mile and a half out and a mile and a half back, and that'll give us the mileage we need to cover the full 5 kilometers.
To younger John, are you a runner?
I am. Just to kind of give you an idea, I started, I was more of a football player in high school. I don't know how that happened, if you could figure that out. But, I'm kind of built like the John Chavis that more people know, but as I've gotten older, I've kind of picked it up, and I've been involved in the running community pretty seriously, probably for the last 4 years. I'm on the board for Knoxville Track Club, which is the big track club in Knoxville that puts on the marathon. This is kind of something that I thought of that would help the children's home in an event that would put the add to what Dad does with the golf tournament and help them raise some funds that way. So, like I said, I just thought it up and handed it over to them. They do all the work there, but it's another way to help them.
Well, it's a great idea to have these two events to benefit such a tremendous charity. Coach Chavis, are you into running?
Well, I was for a while, Jimmy, and John got me in it. My son got me in it. And when I got in shape, Jimmy, I'm proud to tell you, I didn't meet my goal. I wanted to be able to run it in less than 10 minutes a mile. And I got real, real close, but I had to quit running. I had a little bit of issue in my back, and we've kind of got that taken care of. So I'm going to probably run one in about 2 to 3 months. It's going to take me that long to train and get back to where I was.
And, John, I also want to take this time to mention that to welcome you to our station, you are going to be part of our Pigskin panel. It's going to start soon, and we do it on Fridays, and it's a show that we've had for a few years, but you're going to be a part of that, and we really look forward to it. We'll be analyzing game, talk about Tennessee football, talk about the opponent, talk about the different things that that you observe. But, John, we're looking forward to that. It's going to start not this Friday, but the next Friday. So if you talk about that just for a minute.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well, Jimmy. It's fun to be able to talk about, you know, football and do it in a very, very and certainly supportive. But I'm looking forward to it, and I know that there's going to be another young man that everybody will be excited about. That I got your text that he sure is going to be a part of it as well. I'm excited about that. You know, what an outstanding young man, and he's very knowledgeable. So, you know, we want to have a little bit of fun and pass along some good information and certainly support the program here in Knoxville. And I'm looking forward to doing that, you know, and being a part of that. And certainly I couldn't be doing it with two better people than you and he, Shula.
Coach, really excited to have you be a part of the panel, and I know it had to be just an outstanding experience. What was it like to be a part of a staff that helped the franchise win a championship this summer?
Well, we had a great time, and, you know, just to kind of tell you how things happen, you know, everybody started from scratch, and we had to go through draft situations where we had an opportunity for people that had signed the contract with the USFL that they were going to play and look at those guys, evaluate them. And then we had to go through different stages of the draft, which was a little bit different. You know, it was all, you know, by position. So putting together a team from scratch and getting the kind of athletes we got, you know, I thought we did an amazing job, number one, of picking the right players. And, you know, we can talk about coaching all you want, but if you don't have the right players, you know, there's some people that can do it, you know, at a high level anyway, but you're not going to win championships. And the biggest part was getting the right players on our team. And then, you know, really, you know, being with Coach Holtz, you know, and, you know, the way he ran the program, you know, made it fun, made it exciting. You know, the kids actually, you know, absolutely loved him to death. So that was a good situation and a good environment. And, you know, we talked about, you know, building that program to win a championship, and certainly we were able to do that. And like I said, you know, Skip Holtz did a tremendous job of leading in that direction, and it was fun. It was fun. It was a grind, and it was a grind for the players, you know, to go 12 straight weeks and you know, play the kind of games that we were playing and the way they perform. You know, it kind of wear you out a little bit, but, you know, man, they fought through it, and it was a lot of fun.
Well, congratulations on that title. Mm-hmm. And two, the younger Chavis, there are so many different things that can impact a time that somebody posts. And I'm just wondering, in your case, if the Braves have somehow mismanaged the use of their bullpen or haven't shown a great sense of urgency against a key opponent in the East Division, I'm just wondering, can that influence your time?
Yeah. I think if I was to be running last night after the bullpen choices in the eighth inning or the ninth inning, I probably may have run about a minute faster per mile. I think I may have gone with some higher leverage pitchers at the end of the Braves game. I think I would have gone with the closer or maybe AJ Minter at the end of the game.
All right, special event coming up is going to be Saturday, August the 27th, Pathways 5K Run or Walk, benefits Tennessee Children's Home, and it will start at East Walker Springs Road, West End Church of Christ, near the Sam's and near the Walmart in West Knoxville. So we look forward to that event. If I enter, my goal is 31 minutes, not 13. 31 minutes will be what I'm shooting for. So we'll see if they can get there. John Tavis, the attorney, John Tavis, the coach, thank you guys for joining us, and best of luck with the run that's coming up August the 27th.
We sure do appreciate it.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.